Good David, please take a seat. You have a sign in sheet?
Oh, a sign in, sorry. There you go. Did I, oh, I'm home.
By the way, thank you for picking up the roads today. I know you do it quite often, but I don't see you very often.
Did you get an agenda today?
So I wanted to tell you thank you today.
You did what?
Always looks nice down.
Huh?
Yeah, it's always something laying there, but it's okay.
You know, the other day I picked up the water bottle, I was putting up the flags and it was still cold. They just threw it out.
Okay.
Okay, it's 6:02, so, it's 6:02 PM, on Monday, November 13th, we have a quorum of the board members being, Jim Bradford, Chair, Vice Chair Jennifer Fernanzo, Supervisor John Solucci, Manager Audrey Mendrez, and three visitors. At this time, the meeting is now open. I'm going to turn the meeting over at this point to John Solucci, who called the meeting for general information only and some action that may need to get taken.
Okay, regarding the agenda items on 3.A, I would like the board to consider the need for a special counsel that has very specific experience in water control plans and Section 298 issues dealing with the, again, the water control plans and specific support that could really help us to be someone we can call upon on sort of a as-needed basis for those issues, because we're going to be developing a new water control plan this year.
But we're also required to do that by FEMA and
correct.
By the state of Florida. So
I'd like to make a motion to bring on that special counsel for an as-needed basis.
Do we know who they are?
Yes. Lewis, I put that down. I thought I put it in here.
You do have the recorder running?
Yes.
Hold on one second. Lewis, Longman, and Walker, a company, a law firm,
and
attorneys at law.
And they have done work for this water district in the past?
They actually did work in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s for the water district. And then, for whatever reason, they weren't involved. And but they do stuff for water districts all over the state of Florida. And ironically, they actually represent the fire districts here, Bonita, Estero, and several others for their activities. So I'd like to make a motion to put a set budget for a retainer that is a certain amount that we work off of that based on the need of their input, say half an hour here, hour there, as we're developing the water control plan.
Okay, and what amount would that be?
I think a range probably between $7,500 to $9,500 based on talking to them, the amount of hours and what they charge per hour.
Any input?
No, I think I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Any input on your side?
No, ma'am.
You put a motion on the floor to accept it. You already did that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that motion.
I'll third. Aye.
Aye.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Just simple. So who will manage them? My concern being that we have Mr. Pringle paying him to manage another lawyer.
Mr. Pringle basically helps us with operational activities of the board, of our monthly and yearly activities. This firm is specialized with a lot of deep experience that Mr. Pringle doesn't appear to have with water control plants.
Okay. So just the supervisors will direct the work themselves, not Mr. Pringle.
Usually. No. Well, I'm sure he'll have to interact with them if there's some requests by that firm.
And in this case, we're going to appoint John to oversee Mr. Lewis and work with Mr. Pringle in relationship to that, as the board members cannot converse during the course of a month.
Thank you.
Okay.
And there's a substantial amount of information and back information that John has obviously brought to attention that wouldn't even involve Pringle, really. It's really the research done prior to Mr. Pringle.
Well, in reference, Mr. Pringle's been requested to do the same thing by the previous board and for the full term that I'm on, and so far the tasks have not been accomplished. So,
and now, unfortunately, we're in year 5 of the permitting. Every 5 year, the rolling permits to meet state and federal for the water. And we now have to be doing this water control plan. So based on the workload of Mr. Pringle, it doesn't appear he's going to be able to support us. So we believe we need, now a lot of this work is going to be the engineering firm, but there still has to be work reviewed by the lawyers. So
I like the idea. And so let me just, for the record, I'm not impressed with Mr. Pringle either. So I know you, that's not what you're saying, but I'll say it.
No, we can listen to you. So
we're just trying to be proactive.
No,
I like the idea.
This has been authorized and voted on to support and let John Solucci.
So what I'll do is I'll get you the contact information, the retainer agreement from them and everything, and then we'll issue them a check for the retainer amount. Mm-hmm. And then once we're in their system, then as we're doing it, we'll have to log, like talk to them 30 minutes here and just double check their bills, make sure. The partner said that there are junior staff people that are less money that we can do in some of the more administrative stuff. So it'll be a mixed bag of who's supporting us as we go through this process.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So has been accomplished. Approval of additional areas of canal surveying in support of water control plan. B. John.
So my suggestion to the board is to consider bringing in another surveying company that, based on the proposal from that surveying company, the estimate, the amount of what they would do in the areas they would survey don't exceed the approved budget we did a few months ago. And I've already spoke to our engineering firm, and they're very happy with that because now it'll speed up the 12 to 16 week time frame that the current surveying firm was going to have, and it'll maybe knock off a month of surveying still within the budget amount. And this person will survey certain areas and then give the electronic CAD files to our engineer. He can put them in as part of the entire plan. So my suggestion is we bring in another surveying company, again, be proactive to speed up, especially during dry season.
And do we have a name for that?
Yes, Michael Young Surveyors out of Estero.
Okay.
Who's surveying now?
I forget. Oh, the company that won the bid with Ron. I forget the name. It was like three names.
Okay.
And they were like $34,000 or something. We approved that in the last meeting when Ron brought it up.
And we're basically subtracting off a certain amount of their bill for this one.
In fact, when I spoke to Ron, our engineering firm, for this, he thought it was a great idea because he can now direct the current surveying firm to go survey the Weir and a couple other things for the FEMA activity, which has a deadline.
By the way,
March.
We have a new deadline by March of having the stuff accomplished. Otherwise, FEMA's not going to pay for the Weirs nor the other areas that they were that had been identified for FEMA to support.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't get that done, then there will be nothing from FEMA for those projects.
So based on that, I make a motion that we approve the additional survey for a finite portion of the estates for helping accelerate this process.
Okay, one last thing before we approve it. We're going to vote to approve it. It's just that basically we have already approved it.
Right, this is just an additional resource.
We approved it when we voted to do this. The only thing we're doing is adding another surveyor to that amount of money. So for sake of being correct, then a motion has been put on the floor to approve to add the additional surveyor. You need to second that?
Second that.
Aye. Motion carries. Board to consider proposal to decide on November 20th, 2023, with drafting the strategic plan other and other related issues to the strategic plan. John.
So I suggest that, just kind of like what we did with the website, solicit support within the community, and I can help them with it, but I think we should write a strategic plan that is totally transparent on the website, says, here's the next five-year goals. And that five-year goals will include all that water control plan, all the other issues we're doing. Mm-hmm. And then there may be some other things people bring up. Hey, maybe we should have talk to FPL and have more lights in the streets or too dark. Okay, that's strategic plan. Let's talk about how to build out better the infrastructure. Things like that should be discussed with some kind of plan in place to see if people find it of value for the collective group. But nobody, I mean, if you have something that's a document that says, here's some of the strategic objectives and here's how operationally we like to do it, what do people think? Then landowners at least have something to discuss.
Sure.
But just bringing up topics and meetings mm-hmm. every month, it's not solidified. It's not codified.
Okay, done. This particular item is not time sensitive and should be brought up at the board meeting, regular board meeting.
But I want to bring up now so we
sure.
think about it.
We've got the discussion going. Anything else concerning that anybody would like to talk about?
No, just I would just okay. chime in. I don't like...
There's only a few of us here, so therefore
yeah.
I'm inviting...
No, thank input. You, but I live too many years in this city. I like the dark, but that's okay. I like the stars.
D, discuss needed signage for the gate at Stillwell, Cockleshell, and entrance at Strike Lane. Well, I'll tell you what, I think maybe we need to get the Sheriff's Department involved in that signage issue a little bit too, as much as discussion goes. And I wish I could tell you I'm a great sign writer and I could write down everything. You would have so many signs down there that trucks couldn't get through. We wouldn't need a gate. but the good thing is, since the sheriff's trailer was put up there 3 weeks ago, not one time has the gate's been knocked down. Mm-hmm. We had two bumps that were reported. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we also had a company come in, thanks to John, that set the timing and stuff on the gates and fixed some things that were actually broken, whether they were broken when they were installed or what, but they had a couple issues that were corrected. But the Sheriff's Department trailer, I believe, has kept people, because three times in one day they ran through the gates and knocked them off. Three times in one day. That was a Friday some 3 weeks ago. So anyway... just bringing us up to date on that. Anybody got any questions on the signage?
So what will the sign say?
Well, that's what we're talking about. We don't know what the signs are going to say, but there needs to be some discretion used and some very stern kind of signage with the ability to back it up with law enforcement. There's no sense printing signs that we can't get enforced.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just going to cost us money.
You're probably going to have to reference the statute.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
that's why we want the sheriff involved in it. Okay. So you want to bring that up to the next meeting?
That everybody who's here can be thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Contact anybody you want to. Look at other signs. Bring up information. Mm-hmm. If you, for the general public that's here, if you're out in the general public, you're traveling through other gates, you see things that you think might work, feel free to bring them to the board.
Well, I have a question too. Like, there was two times an NCH emergency vehicle. Like, I don't understand why they need to cut through our community when I followed them through our community and then they went down to Shangri-La. Like, why are they not just going US 41 to Shangri-La?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean,
it's a shorter route to go to the stoplight.
But what communication is there with, like, the emergency? Is there any communication, or they just have access to the clickers, or how do they get access to...
Okay, they have access to every locked gate in Lee County.
But how do they get the codes and stuff? Do
they don't have to.
They don't have to. They're a general, there's a neutral code in there.
They have.
For all
emergency.
Every emergency vehicle.
And their clickers are red. Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing I would, I'm going to follow up with those people that are sitting here tonight, just for information. If they ever build that fire station at the end of Strike Lane and Livingston, the issue that's going to come about is that then every emergency vehicle in Lee County is going to shortcut across Strike Lane. Mm-hmm. Every emergency vehicle. I was in emergency service for 33 years, and I can tell you, if I got the clicker to that fire department gate, I'm going through there to get to 41. It's the straightest, shortest route. Mm-hmm. So every fire truck, every police car, every ambulance, we're going to use that as a bypass. Mm-hmm. It won't be long after that. The county will open it and make it a permanent thing. I would tell you this, that if the discussion ever comes up, you should look at the maps. And the best place for that fire station would be next to the school. Mm-hmm. For the general coverage, according to the Insurance Underwriters Association, that's where that should be. They draw 5-mile circles from a fire station as to its coverage area. And that's where it should actually be. Secondly, it would be next to a school, which would help deter any criminal activity at that school. Okay, I'm done with that. Thank you for listening for the moment. Okay, anything else on the signage, John?
Other than if you want me to tell you the ideas I've received so far from people.
Oh, you're welcome to if you'd like.
Okay, so because our roads are private, we own them, the district owns them, people are saying, put signs up, private roads. That's a big deal around here because some of these gated communities have private roads. Mm-hmm. That's how they tell people, don't come in unless you're approved to come in. Another suggestion was at the Cockeshell side of the gate, do a weatherproof 2-foot by 2-foot, 3-foot by 3-foot type sign in color that actually says, you are here. Go down Cockeshell, turn right on Paradise, turn right on 41. You want to come into the community, go up the public access Strike Lane. Show them, because I have tried for almost a month now. I cannot get any email, phone number, contact to Google Maps, Apple Maps, Uber. Now, I haven't tried FedEx and UPS yet, but to give them a sketch that says, this is a these are private roads, here's a gate, don't come here. Mm-hmm. Change your software when people are doing a download an app and come down that road. And there's some people are, you see out-of-state plates, they're going down, like, how do I get in here? They don't
know to go around.
Exactly.
There is a way to put a complaint into Google Maps, but I'm not sure they pay much attention. So.
Yeah, I did that, and no one's contacted me in a month.
You know, for years, the Google Maps or one of those providers, when I would have them put my address in, people would take them to Bonita Bill. It'd like make a left on Stillwell to go to Bonitaville to come back around on a Golden Eagle. Hmm. That now has gone away.
Well, they still carry it on the 911 systems. Mm-hmm. They carry Bonitaville and Mariah Lane as an emergency through fare for emergency vehicles. So
it'd be a wet situation.
Bring your boat.
Okay.
Okay, the next thing being is F. Being the issue with keypads and
you skipped E.
Skipped E. Our secretary treasurer.
So
discuss the costs.
Oh, I'm sorry. E.
So just a little FYI. So we posted it in the Fort Myers Press, and I also looked onto some of these websites like Indeed. And just to post it, the minimum amount of days. So they give you a package. Mm-hmm. It's like 2 days and 30 days of the internet. They don't separate them. 2 days on, 2 days online, 4 days online, 8 days online. But it always comes with 30 days on the internet. And from my
understanding. When you say online, you mean the newspaper?
Yes. Oh, okay. So Fort Myers Press has an actual physical paper that they'll put it in
classifieds
for a couple of days.
Or ads, yes. Or jobs or whatever.
And then they'll also post it, but to the tune of $1,500. For the smallest package, really. I was shocked when I found that out. So if anyone knows of any other revenues or avenues to pursue for posting, just so we can get a few more, even though, you know, I want to get the biggest pile of
candidates as is possible. So in the, if you two gentlemen know of any...
Can we do Craigslist?
Can we do Craigslist?
They have
you know, if that's...
And Nextdoor Neighbor and Facebook and...
Cheap.
Yeah, I don't know. Can I do Nextdoor? LinkedIn. I don't know if...
Why not?
Well, LinkedIn is definitely for jobs, right?
Well, no, it's...
And Indeed is...
Social media aspect for professionals. Okay. But they do have employer and they do have employee
so,
access.
Craigslist and...
Marketplace.
Marketplace?
Facebook yeah? Marketplace.
Okay, Marketplace.
Have a
and then, site. Did you say Craigslist?
I did.
Craigslist?
And then LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn, that's it. All right.
But I can, then, does San Carlos State Water District need a LinkedIn account and a Facebook account so that it's coming from us as opposed to something personal?
I don't know.
And that's where I had to stop with creation of the Indeed because I would have to create an account and then set up an EFT. And I don't have that capability. To set up any wire transfers, so I just stopped the process.
They don't take a credit card.
Nope. They only wire transfer. That's how
so they want a direct.
They want a direct debit. Yep.
What about like ZipRecruiter?
That's another one I can look into it. But my point is, until we have somebody on the cards that's allowed to do, and that's what we're hiring for. Mm-hmm. So certain things, my hands are a little tied.
Gotcha.
So,
Do we need to have a limited amount? Debit card from the bank for like $500 or $1,000 for purpose just like this.
So that's what she's got a credit card for.
Well, I have the credit card, but they want...
But that service won't take credit cards, it only takes debit cards.
No, it's not even debit card. They want a wire transfer out of the account.
Oh, wow, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, everything's wire transfer. Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know, that's why I figure if I bring it up and we have a pool of people.
I would suggest that you discuss this with our accounting firm.
Okay.
And get back with us on a solution for that. And this is also an item that's just up for discussion tonight.
Yeah.
It was already voted on by the board to solicit for a secretary. So this is just more information to add to it. It's not an item for the agenda tonight. I would suggest maybe food for thought. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have a couple help wanted signs made up that's a little bit larger than a real estate sign. That we could post at the front of the subdivision and at the back of the subdivision, help wanted secretary treasurer skewed, and
the website, and then they can go to the website. See
however you want to, however you want to direct it from there, and then they can fill out an application from that point.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because I did just a quick Google search of the 10 best free. Employer sites.
Yep.
And ZipRecruiter, Monster, CareerBuilder, LinkedIn, and FlexJobs.
You said ZipRecruiter?
And I'll text you. Text you that.
LinkedIn, Monster,
CareerBuilder, and FlexJobs.
CareerBuilder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, when you're going through the process, it'll take you like 25 minutes to get through. You're putting all the information in, and then it's only at the end where they go, enter your
money.
Credit card. Now we want your banking information.
I think LinkedIn only charges $45.
Well, I will definitely hit that up and use my card if that's the case. You said
LinkedIn?
I think
LinkedIn you could put geographical limits.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, we don't want somebody from Illinois to find
a job. Sure. Okay. All right. Thank you for the input.
Maybe Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, there you go.
And I would suggest that the items that we've talked about, that you make sure you put those on the agenda for the upcoming meeting.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Any other questions concerning a secretary treasurer's position?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. F.
Well, I want to go back to that. Do you have somebody, at least one person?
I have a very good candidate,
okay.
But I just want to at least... make sure, you know, I don't say, best candidate, and then just say, you know, I want to make sure I have a good pool of people. So it's a good pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no complaints now, but I want to make sure I do my due diligence to have more than just a few candidates. I want to get a few more and see where it goes.
We want to go from the baby pool to the Olympic pool.
Yeah.
Are we addressing, though, that the fact that you're doing... Or who
all
is,
the jobs right now.
Yeah, all the jobs right now and compensation. Yeah, we just have
we
to...
We should put we that on the agenda for
put
the
on the agenda
meeting.
For next week.
Okay.
You have to get the banking situated first.
Okay.
Don't you pay by the hour?
No. She's a
salary.
She's salary.
That's why we really load her up with hours.
Well, and I just don't like want to see 3 months go by and she's doing both jobs and it's you're not getting paid.
Thanks.
So, I think I would say for the record, one advantage about you doing now the particularly the treasurer job, mm-hmm. learning Quicken, mm-hmm. is that whoever you do bring in and we all approve, mm-hmm. you can be number one, the backup mm-hmm. for them if that's necessary for mm-hmm. any emergency. Mm-hmm. But two, you could supervise indirectly and say, why, you know, I used to do it. It took me 3 days to get all this ready. Mm-hmm. A week later, you're still not done and you said you could do all this. Mm-hmm. You can review what's going on.
Yes.
I'm not saying do this for 3 months and kill yourself, but you're learning.
Yes. I'm blessed. I feel it's like a blessing in disguise because I didn't know any of it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm learning it. And if you're smart, you can pick it up.
And as a manager, that's important.
And yeah, I need to know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So now I will know what's going on.
As a manager, yes.
And that's what was the goal, to make sure that we have two computers that are mirror imaged and that the manager mm-hmm. is aware of what is going on. And that's what has afforded our district that opportunity as a result of the changes in with the Secretary Treasurer. So it's a good thing. It's really great.
I would like to, as much as I'd like us to take our time to do this right, mm-hmm. we've done that before in a fashion that's taken a very long time to accomplish. Mm-hmm. I'd like to try to put the December meeting as a final date for doing this,
okay.
if we can get all of these things posted.
Yes.
If they posted for at least a few weeks and nothing changes, we can move forward with whatever alternatives we've had, because in Florida, we have 1 year to make a final decision.
Okay.
So, just remember that. Yep. You still got 9 months.
What? Wow. Good one.
You lost three already.
Okay. Sorry about that. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Yep.
F, issue with the keypads. I do have something I'd like to say before I turn this over to John.
Sure. Well,
but
it was me that
we've had numerous people who have reported to me, and I have people who seem to have me on speed dial right now, reporting when people, the activities at the back gate, mm-hmm. and people who are photographing it and videoing it and sending those over to me. What we have going on a lot is people who pull up to the back gate and they pull up close, they don't have a key fob, they mm-hmm. never had one and they don't mm-hmm. belong here, and the person behind them reaches out the window of their car with their key fob and opens the gate.
Before they go through.
So they're just training those people to repeat the activity. Mm-hmm. If you don't stop, get out of your car, walk up to them and just say, hey, is your key fob broken? That's what I do. Mm-hmm. And they mm-hmm. say, no, I don't have one. Then I say, you need to go around. I give them directions to do so. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be polite about it. But until we actually all of us work together and maybe a next door neighbor or whatever, mm-hmm. maybe we can help get people to do this, quit doing that. I know that the next phase we're talking about will change it, but if the same people that have the ability to do this don't quit doing that, it won't change it. So that comes back to two options, but I do like the one. So, John, you're on.
So, doing research, I have found out that, number one, the clickers that we have for the gates are very easily cloned by things you can buy off of Amazon. And there are numerous delivery service people who I've stopped. I'm at the gate going through and like there's an Uber driver or UPS driver, like, you know, these gates are closed. I have a clicker. Where'd you get the clicker? And they show it to me. And it looks nothing like our clickers. So based on research, talking to several gate companies, manufacturers, the only way to get around this for all the residents here.
Hey, John, may I say something before you continue on? Along with what John just said, just for the people who don't know, these cloned clickers change the timing on the gates.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll end up with one gate going up, starting to go up back and forth, then the other one will go up, then they come down on a car. And I've stood there and watched it happen, and this guy handed me his clicker. I got to tell you, I don't know where that thing come from. It didn't look like any clicker I ever saw in my life. But the gates sit there and vibrated, and finally one started up, and then it came back down, and then the other one went to go. And after that happens, then the next clicker doesn't correct it. It stays out of sync until we get called to come fix it. So sometimes probably before that, the gates get tore up at $1,200 a shot. That's, matter of fact, the lighted gates are what, $2,000?
For a pair of them.
For a pair of them. So the expense for people just running through the gates is getting out of hand. And I think we have some, just not clicker problems, but kids out here, or anyway, I shouldn't blame that on kids. My apologies. We have people out here driving cars that just are frustrated or whatever and have figured out they can break our gates off and drive through them. So.
So the research has demonstrated that there is a way to try to pretty quickly bypass all these clone clickers and kind of start new. And that would be to basically reissue, tell people we can get a discount on these at $25 a clicker. These are 26 code encrypted digital clickers with a receiver that goes in the existing equipment we have. It also has a log capability. You put a laptop to it and download and log and see each clicker that has a 26 code ID that's unique to that registration vehicle. So basically everyone that lives in the neighborhood, it's always been the rule, show us your car registration and your driver's license to the property that you're living back here. And then you get a clicker. That's what it's always been. So we believe that if we can kind of basically create a couple clicker days or something this Christmas time frame and get everybody to get the new clickers, we can change this overnight. Because then all the people I've cloned aren't going to be getting back here. We've been talking to the Sheriff's Department and some other people. There's becoming a problem in Bonita Springs in general of squatters, some potential robbery, burglary. Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of drag racing people who don't all live back in San Carlos Estates. Mm-hmm. They're coming down because they're hearing about this long 2-mile run. They're running the stop signs, just, you know, drag racing, motorcycles. So we need to kind of protect the neighborhood for people that are trying to come in here. And this would really put a quick stop to it. We know for a fact, because I personally witnessed it, and I believe Jim witnessed it too, there are several people who live in those condos, the other side of Cockeshell, that have clickers. Because we're there. We're fixing the gate. I'm like, show me your clicker.
There's been friends for years of friends out here. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't buy the clicker from us and pass it out, they got a cloned clicker, and there's just far too many of them out there. There's a lot of traffic that's on Cockleshell or on Stillwell now. Secondly, Stillwell's got a problem that we're going to have our engineer look at. The right-hand side's caving in. There's a split from almost one length of the road to the other on the mm-hmm. right-hand side in the pavement, showing that the bank is sliding in. And I think that even if we do this, we should have a restriction on the trucks and dump trucks and stuff, unless they're working on that road, should not have access to that road. That's my opinion. I would just entertain that we get our engineer to evaluate it and give us his opinion of it. And if it turns out that he believes the same thing, then we should probably do that before we have to pay to. I can't imagine what that section of road would cost to rebuild that wall and everything back up again.
Yeah, there definitely should be a gross vehicle weight limit on there. Because I've personally seen, not once, twice, three times, triaxles loaded with dirt going through that gate from Stillwell. And I drove down real quick and stopped them. Guess where they're going? Into the Pulte development across the street. And I asked one guy, I said, how'd you get this? He started talking back in Spanish. I responded back in Spanish. And then he showed, and I said, show me your clicker. Course, a clone clicker.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, and problem with that is they're going through those big loads. One, it's putting a lot of impact on that crossover. It wasn't designed for that. Mm-hmm. And two, if they go through too slow or they're making the turn too fast, they're going to grab one of those arms and break it off again. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so that's my suggestion, is that we basically,
can we have counsel do a notice or a letter to Pulte?
I guess they can. We could ask them, but I think it's better to nip in the bud and start with the source, which is get rid of all the current clickers,
well, yeah,
change this over, then people would be like, it's not work anymore. Well, do you live here?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, but in addition to.
Yeah, again, that needs to be brought up at the regular board meeting for action, okay, for action to be taken on it. And as far as Pulte goes, my suggestion is until such time as we get the interlocal agreement completed, that we don't go there.
I agree with that.
So just add the weight limit sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
Like a sign?
Yeah. Sounds like easy.
Mm-hmm. Like a sign at the end of Stillwell?
Yeah. No, I was thinking about that. Like,
at
you know,
Stillwell,
we have the,
both.
Yeah,
at
like
both sides,
no,
both
no commercial
sides,
vehicles, no deliveries, no, you know, it should be residential personal vehicle use entry, period.
Because if you get a big fire truck load of water, even as it's going through, it's spreading that load over a bigger tire base, so it's not be concentrated. You get a triaxle, triaxle sits right, it's big enough, it's small enough, it sits right in the middle of that.
A fire truck's 38,000 pounds. A 80,000-pound dump truck is a lot different.
With 25 yards load in it,
yeah,
it's a lot more.
And it's centered on six tires on that shoulder of the road.
So maybe when we make a formal proposal on the agenda for the 20th, let's ask the engineering firm to come up with an estimate based on the materials. What is a gross vehicle weight of that little bridge? So we know what to do on a sign.
GVW. Okay.
The only other thing I'd add is be prepared mentally when you deactivate all these clickers. I'd venture a guess that the vast majority of them clickers within the district. It's really some outside. Everybody I talk to knows how to clone these. They all.
Well, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
So I don't have
what,
I don't
what we're saying is, and I got to tell you, I don't want to go to this new system because my truck has it cloned right into the all I got to do is
garage
the thing in my truck garage door thing and it's open. But now I'll have to carry a fob, and
you
I don't really
oh,
want
you
to
can't
do
even
that.
Clone it your
I thought that
no,
you were
it's
I thought
digital
you were talking the
26
scanner.
Code encryption. No.
Oh.
No, that costs a fortune with the scanner.
Oh.
No, because then we have to change all the equipment.
Well, the default for us with the code readers is that on the turn coming in off of
Cockleshell.
Not enough room.
The vehicle would have to get turned in a line with it before it would read it.
Oh.
And that would become a hard thing to accomplish. Because there's no real edge on the other side.
May I add to that? You know, I can remember going into a particular subdivision, and I had to stick my license through it. They scan. Every license has a barcode. Is there a way we could have something you drive up and you scan your license? Yeah, you live here.
But the problem
right
is, again, the physical layout and dimensions. I already talked to several gate companies. We don't physically have enough road there to make that. Where you actually have a card reader and have the vehicle lined up, especially if it's more than a car. Pickup truck, pulling a trailer, it's too much. This is the cheapest, simplest solution. And a very effective one, they said. Because once it's in there, you can sit there and click all day long, the old clicker is not going to open up.
And the other thing with what John just indicated there, I liked that. Because I've stood down there and I've watched people and they come up to the gate and they do this on their clicker.
And the reader can't read it that fast.
And the receiver gets the message. It's like your garage door at home. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Instead of just pushing it, holding it for a moment. I've stood there and watched them. I've been there 4 hours several different times during the day and watched what people do.
Well, I'm guilty of that.
It's the impatient ones.
I think it's because there was one of the meetings where you said the antennas, like it was catching the one side but not the other side. So you're like trying to get it to.
Well, this will resolve that too.
Yeah.
They'll both, because they're technically separate units. That's what the companies are telling us. These are separate physical units. They're not timed to each other.
Oh, okay.
So when you go to the digital format with the digital fob, they're both the same. So it'll be much more efficient.
You know, what's weird about this is that somehow it's discriminating the clone ones from the genuine ones, but it still opens the gate. Something's weird.
Well, it's Gate Masters who makes all the garage doors and everything.
Or Lift Master, whatever.
Lift Master, whatever it is. The Sheriff's Department said there's seven different codes for those. is all there actually is.
And they can't clone those?
The digital ones? No.
No, these new digital
military ones? Encryption, 26 characters.
Wow.
Yeah. But the key is going to be, if people complain saying, oh, you know, I've got five cars in my house. Yeah, but you have five registrations. There's only two. The other three are people just living there. I'm sorry. You can go out strike lean. Mm-hmm. There's a public access road. Mm-hmm. Just because you have people renting a room or something, if they don't have registration, they're not back here, why are they entitled to a clicker?
Right. Because if they really live here, they shouldn't have their car.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You might have five cars,
yep.
Two motorcycles are all registered back here. Yeah. You're going to get seven clickers.
Five cars, five trucks, five boats.
Yeah. Why can't they just...
We're going to break the bank.
I'm sorry, what?
Why can't they just carry the clicker to the second car?
If they want.
They could, yeah. Oh, they could do that, but it would limit, instead of five in one house, it would eliminate to the number of cars they actually own. Mm-hmm. They can get in any car they want as long as they take their fob with them.
Yeah, if they have five registered cars, title is to that house, and they have a driver license that matches those five titles, they say, I'm going to buy two clickers, and that's their choice. They buy two clickers.
But if they want five, they can get five, as long as they're all registered.
All right. Okay.
Okay, let's move on, guys. It's getting late. G, signature cards. What's
that? We already touched base on that with the EFTPSs.
Okay. Rolling 30-day notification on work on the right-of-way.
I want to make sure that we issue 30-day notification to people that have any, easements or certain restrictions within their property limits for the guys cleaning the canals right now. We just follow the procedure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Otherwise, these guys are doing a much better job.
Thank you for telling us that. We don't always see everything they do.
Yeah.
Pretty thorough.
Yeah.
The, any discussion of the agenda, any of the agenda items? I know everybody's participated all the way along, so we should be pretty clear there. Public input on the agenda items? Three public members, neither one have anything to say. Board action on agenda items. So we've only taken action on a couple of the items which were pertinent to getting started, and the other items will all come up next week at the Rick Report meeting. Before I adjourn the meeting, is there anything else anybody wants to say?
No.
The meeting is now officially adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And thank you very much for your input.